Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hope your Friday is going well. I know it's probably too early to tell. Hope you had a good commute, a healthy, wholesome breakfast. And one of the many stories that caught my eye this week, John Gruden resigning from the Raiders as head coach after some of these emails became public, emails which displayed homophobic, racist, misogynistic language. He claims he's not a racist, doesn't have a racist bone in his body. But you look at the emails and you go, whoa. And apparently, an ESPN reporter is caught up in the middle of this ongoing debate and controversy. John Rash joins us this morning with the Rash Report. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What's going on? I mean, reporters are supposed to at least give the illusion of objectivity. What happened?
Well, we have to find out more specifically about the ESPN reporter you alluded to, and we indeed are going to find out more because it appears that the New York Times, at minimum, has access to these thousands of pages of emails. And the first big story, of course, was with Raiders coach John Gruden. And as you mentioned, he said he didn't have a racist blade in his body and that in his tweet when he resigned, he didn't mean to hurt anyone. And then you read what he wrote. And if you're not intending to hurt anyone, that seems a really odd way to go about it. And this is turning into a public relations nightmare for Coach Gruden, the Raiders, and, of course, for the NFL, partly because a lot of the ire was directed at the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. So the latest to come out is that one of the top attorneys with the league was involved in the email trail as well and caught up seeming to favor the Washington football team, which faced a lot of scandals, including one involving their cheerleading squad. And as you just mentioned, there may be more about a reporter involved as well. There are thousands of pages of these, and the smartest thing the NFL could do would be to be completely transparent, come forward and release them and report on them and act on them, most importantly. But it appears that they are letting the New York Times drive this narrative, and that's never a smart way for a league and beleaguered like this to go about it.
Well, some are saying that, hey, this is another example of cancel culture. Coach Gruden has been canceled. Others say, whoa, 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 not so fast. You're accountable for what you say and what you do. What's your take on that, John?
That he became extraordinarily wealthy representing a team and a league that espouses certain values. And those values are directly counter to what John Gruden was writing in these emails. And the Raiders, of course, as always, as most NFL teams, have a majority of African-American players. And he wrote some racist diatribe on some of these emails, reportedly. And they also have the league's first openly gay player in a league that has said that they are open to people, you know, who are either gay or transgender or at minimum, you know, in playing and certainly in their fans that they need to keep and build upon. And it's a changing society, and John Gruden did not reflect what the league says it reflects. So I don't think that's a cancel culture aspect. I think it's more that he was counter to, you know, what the values the entire enterprise had espoused.
Yeah, the Raiders have that bad boy image, but they've actually been fairly progressive. They've been out in front when it comes to equality and rights for all. So I couldn't help but notice this morning, one of the headlines, more people around the world are learning Korean after the success of the Squid Games. And I still haven't forced myself to watch an episode. Is this something you're even interested in, John? Why has that just exploded?
Well, I think part of it is that, you know, certainly it's just compelling in its own right, but underneath, very much similar to the inequality parable Parasite, which surprised nearly everyone in winning the Academy Award a few years ago. This is also about inequality, which touches a deep nerve in very uneven South Korea and certainly in many other Western countries where this is showing on Netflix as well. It's something that's so fundamentally different from so many shows that that's always going to catch attention. And whenever you have a buzz about something by its very nature, people want to know what it's all about. So I think that I'm interested in the cultural phenomena and how it's gotten so popular. And from a broader perspective, it's really quite striking. Squid Game, Parasite, and also K-pop, you know, the South Korean music invasion that has become so strong here in America, in Europe, and to some degree, although it's highly illegal, in North Korea, which has served great propaganda purposes for the South Korean country as well. So Korea is really a compelling place right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. John Rash, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, there is a new series about serial killers that's going to be airing on Fox Nation with a local creation story. We'll talk to the local producer who helped to tee this up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.